to play that music, what would bring the community together?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's always been country people have always had that, you know, maybe two or three families get together, you know, three or four families. Just, you know, have a good fellowship was what it brought them together, I reckon. And you'd have a little entertainment, and many times, you know, we'd be invited, you know, come, you know, bring guitar and violin and entertain some, you know. Oh, we might want to have cake and coffee, you know, or something like that, you know. It's always good, you know, just friends to get together.
Yes, sir. Did you ever have a dance or anything?
I never fooled of that much. Oh, yeah, they used to have the old country dance, but, yeah, I regularly did, but back years ago, but I guess the biggest of that, before I really got into trying to play a violin any, but I played three or four times for little old dances, you know, but not much.
Would they ever have anybody get together around the house or something such as that? At a person's house, is that where it would be?
Uh-huh, in a home.
Yeah.
You mean these dances?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, they'd clean out a living room or something, you know, and
have a house dance?
Well, it'd be, yeah. There wouldn't be too many couples, most of them, and it wouldn't be like a lot of these modern dances today, you know. Some of that today is not very appetizing.
Yeah.
Waltzes and, you know, square dances and things like that, old time dancing. It was pretty good. I don't think there was anything bad about it. It's carried on nice, you know. But as I said, I never did take very little part in that. Played for a few, very few. For somebody to back me up, you know, maybe one or two guitars or something like that, you
know. Now, I was talking about them things that you put in a hen's nest.
Well, they used to have a china egg. They used that, but we always just left one of the hen eggs in there.
Really?
Always just leave one egg in the nest, yeah.
Yeah, but
you know, we generally always leave the fresh one, you know, every time. You never would leave the same one all the time.
You had that china?
Yeah, they had a china egg, looked just like a hen egg. I've seen a good many of them. You put them in a nest, you know. And
yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like a hen had a tendency, as long as you leave one egg in there, why, she'd go back and lay at the same nest. They might do it anyway, but that's always pretty encouraging for them, I think.
When you had your water outside, say, where'd you get it from? You got it from you had a dug well, or?
No, most of our life, me and my wife, we called it a pump. That's an inch and a quarter pipe in the ground, you know, go down till you hit, put it in the sand, you know, and then have a hand pump on it. Hello? Yeah. I'm entertaining my partner here that I told you about being with me yesterday, taking some, getting some records on the old South. Yeah, what are you doing? I'm doing fairly well. Going up about 10 to get my food stamps. Sailor's gonna go and pick me up. They're coming this evening. Or Clarence is. I don't think Mary's coming. I believe she got to teach school today. Yeah. I ain't going to know because it's my thought. I'm gonna have to kind of stay on my diet, you know. All right, be coming, and bye.
And you carry water in, did you have something that you carry water
yeah,
in?
Yeah, you had we call them buckets, you know.
Yeah.
Years ago, they used to have them made out of cedar buckets, yeah. And with